Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, hello there, PeopleStack family, PeopleStack tribe. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm coming to you from a slightly more empty office. We are moving. It's very exciting. We're going on a road trip. We're calling it the Great Ride. We're going on an epic road trip across the country from the Boston area all the way over to Southern California. We're going to be spending several months doing that. And I can't wait to share some Facebook Lives with you from around the country, showing you the beauty of this country. We'll be hitting Northern New England first. So really excited in the next few weeks or so to be showing you the mountains of New Hampshire and Vermont. That is going to be amazing. And this is all en route to moving to Hawaii. So we are living the dream. We stand for people. We stand for tech managers who want to live the dream. And we want to show you how it's done. We want to show you that absolutely it's possible. And we want to give you the systems and the structure and the support in order to show, in order to do that, so that you can make this happen too. So what I want to talk about today, I want to just get really, really clear and boil it down to the basics. What are the three steps, the three basic steps that you need to take, that you must take in order to land that hell yes technical leadership job without wasting time on LinkedIn and Indeed, without even having to apply for any jobs that way? We don't want you wasting time. We want you saving your precious energy and focus on the things that matter in the job search, but then also in the things that matter in the rest of your life as well. So if you're listening to this right now, you're either actively on the job market or close to actively on the job market or want to be. And the reason that you're not more actively on the job market either is because you haven't decided yet or because you don't know how. Like, you want to be a 10 out of 10 on the job market, but you don't have a system and a structure. So I'm going to give that to you today. Or you're like, you're happy in your current job, but you want some strategies around how to continually move forward and how to continually make sure that you're really owning your worth and moving up in your career and moving up in your life. So either way, this is going to apply. So absolutely, if you're on the job market or want to be, absolutely, you're going to see clearly how this is applicable. But if you're not, you're going to be able to use the same strategy, the same three-step strategy to continue to up-level and, for example, to get an internal promotion if you wanted to, if you love your job where you are right now and don't want to leave. So look, this is really, really important, because if you don't have a strategy, if you don't have the clear steps toward a goal, then look, you might reach that goal, but it's going to take forever. You're going to struggle and you're going to waste time and you're going to suffer the negative consequences of wasting time and of carrying a boulder up a hill when you don't have to be carrying that boulder. And so that the same thing goes for any projects that you're doing. Like, you always have a strategy for your tech projects. You always have a strategy in your leadership. Why don't you have a strategy in your career? And it leaves a lot of tech managers scratching their heads and saying, why don't I? And this is not meant to blame you or shame you. It's meant to shine a light on, oh, wow, I don't have a strategy for my career. Now is the time to implement one that works. And this is the one that works. We've helped. The strategy is not just kind of pulled out of thin air. Oh, maybe this will work. Let's give it a shot, which is what a lot of people do. The well-meaning but often really bad advice that you get from your friends and colleagues about career up-leveling is based on an N of one, their own. So any advice that you get from someone, career advice, that is not from an expert in helping others to upgrade their careers. It's based on maybe one or two. Maybe it's them and their wife, or them and their husband, or them and their sister. You don't want to base your career, your livelihood, your paychecks on an N of one or two. You want to base it on solid, rock solid evidence that it works. And that's what this strategy is based on. We've been helping at the People Stack. Rob and I and our team have been helping technical managers to upgrade their careers, build their dream careers, leave career hell and enter career heaven for the last 5-6 years now. We've helped hundreds of technical managers to upgrade their careers, and by using, and all of them have used this exact strategy. It's a high level strategy, and why that's so powerful is because it's adaptable. You get to adapt it and apply it and mold it to your circumstances. So let's get right into it. Step one is to gain clarity. You have to get absolute clarity on what you want. What is your dream job? What is your hell yes job? What industry is it in? How do you feel when you're in that job? Who are you working with? What kind of impact are you creating? What kind of outcomes are you creating? What kind of results? What is that not settling hell yes job for you? Where is it located? You know, and for some of you, you might want to decide whether or not it's like working for a startup or for a bigger company or somewhere in between. For some of you, that may not matter. And you have to decide that too. You have to get extreme clarity about where it is that you're going and what winning looks like. If you do not do this, game over, you lose. If there's no goalpost, you can't win ever. It's not possible. You're just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks. Do you really want to play that risky game with your career? I don't think you do. You have to get clarity. So that's number one. And what happens when you get clarity is you're able to take inspired action, intelligent action in the direction towards that thing that you want, that North Star that is giving you that clarity. And you know, I wanted to give you an example or two of some of the clients who have really, really embraced this shift and talk about really briefly some of their results. But honestly, that's hard because it's like every single one of them. And for every single one of our clients, even if they thought they had clarity coming in, they actually found another level once we started working with them. So, you know, for example, our client Chuck came in. And what he actually thought when he started working with us, and I actually interviewed Chuck. You can look through some of the archives. There's an interview with him. And he came in thinking that he wanted to get a promotion. And then he got even more clarity. Okay, maybe I want to be on the job market. And as he started getting more and more clarity, he won, right? Like he got an offer for his dream position, working as an upper level senior executive for a smaller tech consulting firm at his dream salary. And it only took a matter of 6 to 8 weeks to do that. And it was clarity that helped him to do that. And what's really interesting about Chuck's story is that this job offer came from a friend of his who is the president, CEO of this tech consulting firm that he now works for. This friend of his had approached Chuck in the past about working for him. And Chuck said no. But once Chuck got clear about this is what I want, this is what I'm ready to go after, and his friend asked him again, he said yes. So the opportunities are out, and he has his dream job now. So the opportunities are out there, guys. But I promise you, if you don't have clarity about what you want, you're missing out on them. You're not seeing them because you're not ready to see them, because you're not looking for them. So if you don't get clarity, game over. You're letting your career happen to you. You're letting life happen to you, and you're at the whims of circumstance. And that's not how we want you to build your career. We want you to build your career intentionally. You are the creator in your career. Step number two, you have to evangelize your excellence. We've talked about this before. It's worth repeating 10 times, 100 times, 1,000,000 times. You have to evangelize your excellence. And this is what a lot of folks call networking, right? So our strategies are not based on, you know, applying to hundreds of jobs on LinkedIn, Indeed, Monster, or whatever the other ones are. I honestly don't even know what they are because they're just, our clients don't use them. I'm not familiar with them, right? Because they're not necessary, especially when you're talking about getting a leadership position. Are you applying for a job at McDonald's or Starbucks, or are you applying for a technical leadership position? Why would you use the same strategies to apply for a job at McDonald's, which would be like just applying for jobs? Our clients don't apply for jobs. They create opportunities, and we show them how to do that. And the way to do that, the main how, if you're wondering how, it's you have to evangelize your excellence. Some people call this networking, and that's certainly part of it. But really, the bigger thing here is you need to be having conversations where you are owning your worth, where you are sharing that clarity that you got. This is the job that I'm going after. This is the value I can create. That's the other piece of getting clarity, by the way, is really getting clear about how badass you are as a technical manager, as a technical leader. Here are the wins. Here's the value I have added in the past, and here's the value I'm going to continue to add. And these are the conversations. This is evangelizing your excellence in a nutshell. You are sharing with others. You are sharing with your network. You are sharing with your allies. This is my dharma. This is my calling. This is my purpose in life. Please, I humbly ask that you help me in this, because I know that I can make a huge impact on the world. Help me. Show me the way towards these opportunities. That is what evangelizing your excellence is. And if you don't do that, then you're simply, what you're doing is you're not letting people know what it is that you're great at. You're not letting people know the service that you're providing in the world. And if they don't know the service that you're providing, the change that you have been making or committed to continuing making, then they can't help you. Those opportunities are not going to show up if you're not evangelizing your excellence. And you're the one, you have to take ownership here. You're the one who's in charge of evangelizing your own excellence. Nobody is going to do that for you. You have to think of it as getting really clear. That's step one, getting really clear about this is the service I want to provide to the world. You can't just then step back and hope that people know what the service is that you want to provide to the world. People can't read your mind. You have to get out there and tell people, shout it from the rooftops if you can, from the virtual rooftops, with the people who will listen. Will everyone listen? No, that's fine. And then you say, thank you, and you move on. And you find those allies who absolutely will help you to find that hell yes position. That's what I was talking about. When our clients don't apply for jobs, they create opportunities and the job appears. That's how our clients are on the job market. That's how our clients get promotions too, by the way. I mentioned how you can apply this to getting a promotion. It's the same process. Number one, get clarity. Get clear. What is the promotion that you want? What is the job title? What is the compensation look like? And even most importantly, what is the increased impact that I want to make? What are the outcomes, the up-leveled outcomes that I'm going to be making in this position? And then number two, you have to evangelize your excellence. It's internal instead of external, but it's the same thing. Internal within your organization, your boss, your boss's boss, all your counterparts, everyone, having those conversations and making it, declaring to them, this is the service that I want to provide, the increased service, the increased impact that I want to provide and am committed to providing for this organization. This is the mission of this organization. This is the vision. These are the values. I am committed in these ways to continue to make sure that we take actions and get results that align with our mission and our vision and our values. That's evangelizing your excellence. And when you do that, people will be drawn to you. People will be pulled toward you. It's going to attract the right people, and I promise you it's going to repel the wrong people. The people who are not on board with your mission, people who are not on board with your purpose, with the clarity that you got in step one and that you're evangelizing in step two, they're going to be repelled by that. And that's okay. That's okay. It's not everyone's cup of tea. Some people don't like tea. Some people don't even like caffeine, and that's fine. You're not for them. That's okay. You could still love them like a brother or sister and find another way to help. Find another way to connect. Maybe you both like awesome cars, or maybe you both like knitting, or maybe you both like something else that you can connect on. There's always something to connect on. It may not be your mission. But if it is your mission, if it is your purpose, if it is your dharma and they want to help, yeah, you really have to leverage those opportunities to evangelize your excellence, find those allies, and those jobs will find you. The job that you are seeking is also seeking you, but you have to go out there and evangelize your excellence in order to really kind of bring it together, where it's like you're seeking the job is seeking you. But if you're not out there, the job that's seeking you is like, what? I'm trying to find you. Where are you? You have to evangelize your excellence so that can align beautifully. That's step two. Step three, you have to negotiate. There's absolutely no negotiation involved. This applies whether it's internal or external. This applies whether you're on the job market. Everybody's familiar with negotiation on the job market. There's also negotiation when you are looking for an internal promotion, internal raise as well. Do not skip the step. Do not skip it. Especially because in our society and in our culture today, it's expected. I know that you're scared about it. I know that you have fear about it. Is that a reason not to do it? Yeah, I was talking to a client one time. I had to basically kind of talk him off of the ledge of not wanting to negotiate. You know, he was on the job market and he was, you know, in the final stages, and they gave him the offer, and it was really, really great, a really awesome offer, but there was room for negotiation. And I recommended that he negotiated, that he counter-offered with something that was about 20, 25% higher than what they offered. And he was about to do it, but he's like, oh no, I can't. I really can't, Jen. Oh, what if they think I'm just grimy, slimy person looking for money, and they think that I'm like, oh, and I like I'm just, I misled them and I showed up this way, and now I'm asking for all this money and they think that I'm a terrible person for this, and they renege the offer. I can't do this. I can't do this. So I talked to him, reminded him, what is your mission? What is your purpose? Remember all that clarity that you got. Remember what you promised, the promises that you made to yourself to show up. And I reminded him all of them. I reminded him of what's at stake. I reminded him that if he doesn't do this, he's going to regret it way more than if he does, and that it's expected. And I reminded him all of these things. I reminded him why he was doing it, not just to make an even greater impact as a technical leader, but it's also for his family as well, so that he can know he did everything that he can to own his worth and provide for his family financially. That if he didn't do it, that if he didn't negotiate and ask for at least 20% more to see how far they're willing to go to advocate for him, if he didn't do that, he would be wearing that regret his whole life, and I would not let him do that. He said, yeah, you know what, Jen? I hear all of this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm scared. That's what it is. I'm scared. I said, is that it? You're scared? Is that the only thing keeping you from your hell yes job and your hell yes salary? And he said, he took a deep breath. And he said, yeah, that's really it. And he knew in that moment that that's exactly what he needed to do. Being scared is not a good enough reason. Being to not do something, being scared is the reason to do something. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. You're not here to live a comfortable life. You're not here to settle. You're here to live an extraordinary life and to take advantage of these moments that stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone and send chills down your spine, knowing that you did what you could and you took a stand for yourself and your family and every other tech manager after you as well. Because if you didn't negotiate, then you would start setting the tone. They're like, oh, actually, we don't need to negotiate. I'm just going to accept what you gave me. No, give them the chance to advocate for you. That's why you negotiate. You're testing them. In a loving way, you're testing them. Because if they're not ready to go to bat for you and advocate for you, you don't want that job. So you have to negotiate. That's step three. So those are the three steps, folks. These are the three steps to landing your hell yes position, your hell yes tech leadership position, without wasting time, without applying to jobs on LinkedIn, Indeed, or those other sites. And doing it with extreme clarity of purpose. Number one, you get clarity on exactly what you want. What's the job? What are you doing? What's the impact that you're making? Number two, you evangelize your excellence. You have a series of conversation with trusted allies where you're owning your worth, owning your power, owning your value. And that's how you find that job without applying for jobs. The job will find you, because you're taking the inspired, intelligent action to make that happen. Then number three, you have to negotiate. Do not skip this step. Because what happens if you skip this step? What's also at stake here? The obvious one, money. Money. You're leaving money on the table. You're leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. I don't think I have to explain why. I don't think I have to do the math there to explain where that's coming from. You have already left, likely because you haven't negotiated and haven't done it well. You've already left tens of thousands of dollars on the table. I don't want that to happen for you anymore. Don't put any more money in the shredder. You have to negotiate. So those are the steps, my friends. I never said it was comfortable. I never said you can just do it lounging in your lazy boy, watching Netflix, drinking your beer. You can have those moments. We absolutely deserve those moments. And absolutely, I want you to appreciate those moments where you can rest and restore and take care of yourselves. But they have to be balanced with those moments of power, of purpose, of I'm pushing beyond my comfort zone and actually to the point where it doesn't feel like I'm pushing. I'm being pulled toward this greater version of myself and this greater career, which isn't just about me. It's about every other tech manager in the tech industry. It's about the people that the tech industry serves. And even closer to your heart, it's about your family. You're taking a stand for them. If you don't do it for yourself, take a stand for your family as well. And so I know that at this point, you most likely have questions. Like, how? How is this going to work for me? How do I apply these bigger strategies in my career, in my situation, given XYZ, ABC, 1, 2, 3? And I know you're wondering that. And that's what we're here to help you with. So if you're committed to building your dream career, if you're committed to landing that hell yes tech leadership position, whether it's an internal promotion or raise, or whether it's something external, we are here to help you apply these broader strategies to your career. So if that's you, I want you to book a call with my team right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. Click on the link, choose your time zone, enter your name, your email, your phone number, and it'll be in your calendar. It'll be in my team's calendar. And all you really have to do at that point is show up for the call, click on the Zoom link at the time of the call, one of our team members will be there to help you. They are expert career strategists. They have gone through extensive training. We've narrowed it down from 6 to 2 over the last, this team, our team of career strategists, we've narrowed it down from 6 to 2 over the last several months. And they're there for you. They're absolutely there for you. People ask sometimes, like, oh, am I going to be talking with you, Jen? It's not my job. My job is the coaching. My job is coaching the clients. My job is doing these kinds of things to really help you make the decision to take that next step and to have our clients take the next step. Our career strategists are there. They're particularly trained in helping you to talk about, extensively trained would be the better word there, and helping you This is what you're going to talk about on the call. You're going to talk about what hasn't been working in your career right now. You're going to get absolutely clear on that. You're also going to get absolutely clear on where you want to go in your career. So in other words, you're going to start to get that clarity. So you may be wondering, oh, do I need to have followed all three of these steps already? No. Maybe you have and you notice that it hasn't been working. Yeah, absolutely. So I think some people have that false idea that like, I need to have clarity already, or I need to already be evangelizing my excellence, or I need to already be in the negotiation stage. No, wherever you are right now, if you're feeling even an ounce of stuck in your career, I want you to call today. I want you to book that call today. Because even one day, one moment of feeling stuck in your career is too long, especially when we have the proven strategies to help you out of that. It's not worth it to feel any bit of stuck. It's not worth it to feel any bit of having to settle. We don't want that for you. So I want you to book a call with my team immediately, thepeoplestack.com/book. As long as you show up coachable, which means open to answering our questions, open to getting to the truth about what it's going to take to build your dream career. That's who these calls are for. If you're looking for quick fix band-aid solutions, if you're looking for, can you just give me the 10 steps so that I need to follow so that I can do this? I'm sorry, that's not for you because it's not that straightforward. We're about custom tailored. And that's what works because everyone's career is unique. Every technical leader is unique. And we see you and we hear you and we want to help you. Book that call today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Make sure you have clarity, folks. Make sure you're evangelizing your excellence and make sure you negotiate. If you need help with any or all three of these, that is what we are here for. Until later, big virtual hugs to everyone. Take care for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.